Hi and welcome. My name is Savannah Schulz and I'm joined by my wonderful Pedagogy of Play colleagues Jen Ryan.
Hi.
And Mara Krzyzewski.
Hello.
To give you a little sneak peek at something that we have been working on over the last couple of months, the Pedagogy of Play book companion. And if you're interested in the connections between play and learning, this will be the podcast for you. And if you're new to Pedagogy of Play and Pop, here's a quick overview for you of the book, the podcast companion, and what our project is about. So let's jump right in. Jen, can you tell us a bit more about who and what is Pop?
Sure. So the ideas for the book and also this podcast really came out of a research project that was born at Project Zero, which is the oldest research organization at the Harvard Graduate School of Education. We have a wide range of research projects that focus on learning, cognition, and the arts. And our research project really was sparked in 2014 in early conversations with some folks at the LEGO Foundation who had been doing some research themselves on learning through play. And they were curious about the role of play and playfulness in formal school. So in 2015, our research project officially took shape, funded by the foundation, called the Pedagogy of Play. And we really narrowed in on core questions around what is the relationship between play and learning, what does playful learning look and feel like, and also how might school communities think about setting up the conditions where playful learning thrives. So the first phase of our work was based at the International School of Billund here in Denmark, LEGO's hometown, and it was really designed as a playful, participatory action research study. So we worked alongside educators in partnership with educators to better understand the relationship between play and learning at school and at the same time really support their teaching practice. You know, we ran study groups, observations, had teacher workshops, parent workshops, interviews where we really co-developed a model or an image of what playful learning means and looks like at ISB, which I think you'll get into a little bit more later in the podcast. And then over the next several grants, we continued to work with ISB. We continued to deepen our understanding of what it means to have a whole school pedagogy of play. And at the same time, we were really curious about what playful learning would look like in different cultures. So we expanded our research to sites in South Africa, in the US, and in Colombia, with that specific aim of broadening our conceptions of playful learning, thinking about context-specific ideas of indicators of playful learning. So what does playful learning look and feel like in these communities?
Fantastic. And this work has led to a book. Mara, can you tell us a bit more about the Pedagogy of Play, the book?
Sure. So the book summarizes all of the research that Jen just described, and it's really divided into three main parts. First, we answer the question of why do educators need a pedagogy of play? And as Jen was saying, we talk about the research and give people material so if they wanted to advocate for play having a larger role in their classroom, then we've given them some research evidence to cite. Secondly, as Jen was saying, we answer the question about what does playful learning in schools look and feel like? And I want to emphasize that we're really in this book addressing playful learning in schools. And so we looked across these four cultures that Jen mentioned, and we actually identified some cross-cultural indicators of playful learning, which are when learners lead their own learning, when they explore the unknown, and when they find joy in learning. And then we also always like to give educators a sense for, okay, now that I understand these powerful ideas, what do I do in the classroom to draw on them? And so we identified five core teaching practices that are described in the book, and each one also has a set of strategies for how to enact these different practices. And then we also created 18 tools for teachers to use from kindergarten through secondary school for different subject matters as a way to support learning through play in the classroom. we also always believe that what's good for the kids is good for the adults and vice versa. So we have a lot of ideas about how to support playful learning for the adults as well. Finally, at the end of the book, we also have a guide so that if you in your own context wanted to identify what does playful learning look like for me or me and my colleagues or in my school or in my community, we have a process that you can use to look within your context instead of us coming in and we're not familiar with the context saying, here are the indicators of playful learning.
Fantastic. And you can find a free PDF of the book on the Pedagogy of Play website. And if you look in the show notes, you can find a link to that there. It exists now in English and thanks to our wonderful colleague Yvonne in Chinese. And you can also buy a physical copy via the on-demand printing service Lulu. So again, look in the show notes for details. And you might wonder, what is a podcast companion? We told you about the project, the book. So a podcast companion is our own invention of kind of a beautiful mix of an audiobook meets a traditional podcast. And for this, we have divided up the book into chapters, and the authors of the book have read it for you. So across the episodes of this podcast, you can listen to an audiobook of our book. And then we also produced some additional episodes around common questions that we encounter about our work. And we'll just kind of dig a bit deeper into our work and our kind of context. And we just want to emphasize that there will be more than one way to engage in this content. So feel free to listen to the episode named Chapter One first, and then follow kind of sequentially through the podcast. But you can also listen to the pictures of practice and then return to the chapters later on once you feel ready to engage with it and explore in your own way. And then subscribe to the podcast if you're interested. We will release episodes soon. Share it with your colleagues and friends, and let us know what you think. So you can reach out on our website. We are on Twitter. So comment and share, and we're looking forward to hear what you think.